Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Are the jihadist activities that we see in Brussels and Paris merely rehearsals for a larger, a bigger attack inside the United States of America? Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, director of communications for Liberty Counsel, to talk about this. Matt, I think, you know, that's certainly the question, but with what we see happening around the world, I think it's no doubt that this is a preparation. I mean, the big target is not Brussels, it's not Paris, it's not even Israel. I mean, Israel is a target, no question about it, but the big fish is the United States of America. They call Israel the little Satan and America the big Satan.
Well, of course it is, and we don't even need to speculate. I mean, they have said as much. They have, and we now have jihadists acknowledging, ISIS and others acknowledging that Brussels, that Paris, last November, that they are in fact dress rehearsals for what they're calling a coming, quote, big attack inside the United States. So this is scary stuff. And in light of a recent report out of California, where allegedly, and there are pictures, Pamela Geller had this up on her website, saying that there were about a dozen or more men speaking with Middle Eastern accents firing guns, heavily armed group of men firing guns toward campers in a large state park in California. This is Pam Geller reporting on this. The mainstream media didn't talk about it much. But there was even speculation there in California, and this is near San Bernardino, that this was a dress rehearsal on their part for something big in the United States. So there's no question as we open the floodgates to these unchecked Syrian refugees and other refugees, as Barack Obama wants to bring hundreds of thousands here into the United States of potential Islamist terrorists, that we are in the crosshairs.
You know, it's only the beginning. I mean, in the last 5 years, the death toll of terrorism has jumped nearly 800%. That's 30,000 people per year being killed by terrorists since 2010.
You know, there's an individual, it's a long name, Abu al-Ayani al-Asari. He's a Salafist movement senior official in the Gaza Strip, which is in Israel. And he recently had a pre-recorded hour-long interview that was released on the Aaron Klein Investigative Radio, which is a weekend talk radio program in New York's AM 970. And on this particular interview, the person here, this Al-Qaeda, ISIS terrorist leader, said that what happened, I'm saying, quote, what happened in Paris, what happened in Brussels was only a small rehearsal before the big thing that will happen in America, close quote. This is the commitment. This is the engagement of our leadership to the Mujahideen. I cannot give details, and the truth is that I don't know the small details, how many agents we have and where we have them. This depends on our leaders, the caliph, and he gives names of other people. They will decide when and where to strike in the United States. But I can tell you, he goes on to say, that when we are in touch with our different components, with the leaders of the Islamic State, they confirm, they make it very sure and very clear that this is only a question of time when there will be a strike in America.
And hasn't our current administration just opened the door for all this?
Well, certainly I think so, because if you look back at what you just said, the stats that you just read from 2010, the incidents.
5 years. What's happened in 5 years?
Yeah, and this is only 2 years after Obama.
Exactly.
And you remember what happened in 2009. So Obama gets elected in 2008, right? He takes office in January 2009. His first foreign trip is where? Egypt. And he invites the what? Muslim Brotherhood, the outlawed political party in Egypt. They were outlawed for a reason, because of their terrorist activities. He invites them to come up on the front row. Who does he not invite? He doesn't invite the president of Egypt. And he speaks at a university that is known for training terrorist leaders. So the you know, the Muslim Brotherhood is the mother of the terrorist activities in Gaza. It's the mother of all the terrorist activities around the world. So he has opened the door for this. And then the year after that, 2010, 5 years, you see this spike in terrorism.
And now he's celebrating the opening of the largest Muslim mosque here in the U.S. What does that say?
Yeah, right. And, you know, you have top defense officials saying off the record here, telling media sources that Obama does not think that terrorism is that big of a deal. He, you know, this is the
oh, isn't
the
it climate? Isn't it climate change? That's
yeah,
a
climate
threat?
Change. That's the biggest threat to humanity.
And wasn't is, and ISIS? They were the JV team, right?
Well, he says ISIS is contained. He has said his current strategy to defeat ISIS is working and will ultimately succeed. I mean, yeah. This guy has rose-colored glasses that are you know, thicker than, you know, my grandmother's bifocals.
Really?
I mean,
darker than
well,
rose.
He was raised in an Islamic environment. Yeah. I mean, he said when he spoke in Egypt that one of the sweetest sounds he's ever heard was the Islamic call to prayer. Now, I've been in Israel, and the very first time I was there, we went to look over the valley overlooking the old city, and it was around noon, and this Islamic call to prayer happens. And if you're ever in Jerusalem, you're going to hear this because it happens several times a day. Frankly, it is by far the sweetest thing that I've ever heard. It's actually quite the opposite.
Yeah, chilling. It's eerie. And so we know, based upon his record on the things that he has said, and the things that he will not say, he will not call it radical Islam. He denies. The guy is delusional. He will deny that Islam has any relation whatsoever to what all of these ISIS terrorists and these Palestinian terrorists, Hamas and Al-Qaeda and others, he says that's not Islam. It has nothing to do with Islam. It's straight from the teachings of Muhammad, right from the Quran, that they're doing these things. So he is sympathetic to the causes of Islam. He has said that the great prophet, I'm paraphrasing here, but he has said the future has no place for those who insult the Prophet Muhammad. He has said that.
Yeah, and you know, he spoke recently at a mosque, and anybody who did any background on that mosque would realize that that mosque was actually involved in a number of situations involving terrorism. People came from that mosque who were directly involved in terroristic activities, and yet that's the mosque he spoke at. And he said, you know, one of the things that he wanted to say is he wanted to say thank you, because they don't hear that enough. Well, thank you for what? Thank you for
killing our people.
Yeah, for sending out terrorists around the world. This was a mosque that was engaged and has a history of people associated with engaged in terrorism. Now he also wants to go and dedicate a $100 million mosque that is financed by Turkish resources, along with the Turkish president, and he's going to be there for the grand opening of this $100 million mosque. You know, Liberty Council, we have a Patriot's Handbook on Sharia's threat to American culture, and I hope people will call in and get that booklet, because it gives a chilling information and background about what is happening here, not only worldwide, but here in our own country, in America.
You know, I saw a picture recently of the Turkish president, and it was like he had his hand, he was cradling Obama's cheek, almost like a father would to a son. And you talk about chilling. That just sends chills up my spine, seeing that and him embracing that relationship like that.
Well, I am glad that his term is coming to an end, but he has done incalculable damage, both domestically to our Judeo-Christian values and internationally to America's role as some entity to look forward to and an ally. People that are otherwise our allies no longer trust America, and he has emboldened and empowered some of these terroristic activities that he has done. And the worst thing he's done is this Iran deal that will allow the Iranian regime to move closer to nuclear weapons. What a tragedy that would be. Well, continue to pray for this country and for our leaders, because this is a huge threat. There is no reason to be fearful, because with God, you know, there is no reason to be fear. Perfect love casts out fear. So you don't go around living in a state of fear, but you need to understand what the issues are and what the threats are. I encourage you to obtain this booklet. It's part of our Patriots Handbook series. We have a number of booklets. They're pocket-sized, but they're chock full of information. And this one is entitled Sharia's threat to American culture. Now, Sharia is the Islamic law that governs all of life, and this is what is ultimately the objective, to impose that worldwide, to have a worldwide caliphate, a worldwide Islamic state, if you will. You need to understand and identify what the problem is, who the enemies are, and then take action. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, ask for the Sharia threat to American culture, and remember Liberty Counsel with your prayers and financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.